Good morning, good morning. What's going on, world? It's me again, your boy, Mr. Hurd, holding it down live from anchor.fm/215, Divine Autistic and Nine Society, DAUS Radio, and nonstop working. It's a beautiful day. Every day is a beautiful day. It is raining here in Philadelphia, but it's still a beautiful day. Every day is a beautiful day. I'm podcasting today to talk to you guys about love and the power of love. There's a lot of episodes of You're Not Black and things like that where I want to talk about things that are important to know. But before we go any further with You're Not Black and the different topics we bring up and present, in that segment, I really just want to stress the power and importance of love. I want to talk about love. I had a very interesting conversation the other day with a friend of mine and a young lady, friend of his. And she asked us, how would we describe or define love? And this was the first time I ever really tried to describe love and words, put words to it. I'm here at the Fresh Grove for fixing myself a cup of coffee, guys. That's what's going on right now. So if it sounds strange, bear with me. But I realized that I didn't exactly have the words to put love into perspective, to describe it. So I want to challenge you guys all to do something. I want you all to sit back for a minute, scan your brain, and look for the words to describe love. Sit and think to yourself, what is it that love is to me? How is it defined? What does it mean? If love was something that grew on a tree, what tree would it grow from? Think about these things. How do we describe and define love? Now, I don't know about you guys, but I found it very difficult to do. I found it very difficult to put into words what love was. We could describe love because there's many ways we describe undescribable things. We can describe love because there's many ways we talk about things we cannot explain beyond a point. And I think love is something like that. Love is something that we cannot explain beyond a certain degree. It's something we can show, it's something we can help people feel, something we can spread, but to explain it is very difficult, you know? To say love is giving a person anything that they want, that wouldn't be true. Love somebody, we know when you're raising a child, sometimes you have to withhold from a person the things that they want most, you know? So how do we describe love? Now, I know we can't describe it in its totality. We can't put every inch of the idea into words. However, we can perpetuate this love. We can't describe it. We can't fully understand it, but we all know that it's important. And I think that's what we should focus on often now. We should focus on not always trying to be able to put into words what love is, but we should focus on perpetuating love, spreading it. How can I spread something when I don't know what it is? I said, well, it's in us, and we all desire it. So if we began to go with our natural instinct to love, shed love, spread love, we can see great change in the world. We talked about the royal family in one of our posts and the recent wedding, the addition to the family that they have. During the wedding, the theme was love. The theme of the wedding, or this period, as the royal family suggested, is that this period is about love and that the world needs to now turn to love, as love will heal all things. Well, let's be clear on it. We can't exactly say what love is, but we know all things in this universe has a vibration and a frequency. And the love frequency is high vibrational. It's a high vibrational frequency. We know this. We know that love as a wave has more information than low vibrating frequencies, low vibrational frequencies. These are things we understand. So what I'm saying is that love is a great power. It's informative. And if we use love, if we turn to love, we can conquer many things. Many ideas can come from love. Many new concepts can come from love. Many realizations can come from love. But we can't be afraid to use it or misunderstand how it's used. Love is not intercourse. Love is not physical interaction necessarily, you know. So we have to learn to adjust to this love, you know, to really understand it, to really embrace it and begin to perpetuate it. It's not lust that I'm talking about. See what I'm saying? It's not materialism or, you know, low vibrational urges. These aren't what I'm talking about, but love, guys. We need to begin to demonstrate this unconditional love for one another. Free from skin color, guys. It's not about a skin color. It's really not. You know, there's a lot of people who ask about interracial dating. I hate the word interracial dating because it sounds as silly as it is, really. There's dating. There's togetherness. There's love. There's no interracial dating. There's no stepping outside one's race and things like this. It's just love. There's love or there's no love. So I want us to think about that. And I really want to encourage us to use love as a force, as the force that it is, as the power that it is, to conquer things, to achieve things, to learn things, versus some of those other ways that we think are more productive because they might be more destructive. That's my spiel on love, guys. I'm here having a cup of coffee, headed back to the office. Thanks for tuning in. If you tuned in, if you've been listening to anchor.fm/215, if you shared our streams in the past, thank you. I appreciate you. It's your boy, Mr. Hurd. Make sure you guys keep tuning in, and I'll catch you next time. Yizzo, what's going on, everybody? If you've been following me on the gram, you might have seen that there's been some changes. I've deleted my old page, guys. All right, so if you want to keep up with me, please go follow me at Hiram Abdul Alim. All right? Okay.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.